belong, in body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to tell you one more story. This comes from a book called Accompany Them with Singing, The Christian Funeral by Tom Long. It's a story about a pastor in New York City named John Walton, who tells his congregation this story about a woman who was hospitalized with severe but undiagnosed stomach pain. She was a woman of great faith, and the pastor had been given a tip that she might enjoy some psalms during their visit. So he goes to the hospital to see her, and they chat for a while, and he reads some psalms. The Lord is my refuge and strength. I lift my eyes up to the hills. The Lord is my shepherd. As he read, the woman closed her eyes and allowed the familiar and comforting words to wash over her. Then the pastor describes in his own words what happens next. He says, "After I finished reading, she said that the doctor had been in to see her earlier and had given her a diagnosis, lymphoma, rather advanced. But she was feeling relieved because that would mean no surgery in her weakened state, and she was grateful for the good care she was getting, nurses to attend to her, meals prepared and delivered to her room, and visits from her sons and her pastor. She hoped, she said, to go home soon and spend her last days there." Then she smiled and said, "I wish you'd been here earlier. The doctor came in to see me with three handsome young interns in tow. They told me their names, and each one checked me over. And then the doctor said, 'Maybe you would like to share with these young men something they should know as doctors, especially in light of your faith and what I've just told you.' She said, 'I hardly knew what to say. It seemed so important. Here I was in this bed, and I was supposed to say something that these young doctors would remember. I didn't think I had anything to say, so I just said, somehow, I trust that whatever happens to me, I will be in God's hands. And that gives me hope. Whatever happens, I'll be okay.' And then she looked at me and said, 'I wish you'd been here. You would have said it so much better than I could.' And I said, 'No, I couldn't. I couldn't have said it any better at all.'" Friends, from the very first moments to the last, in our lives and in the life of the universe itself, we are in God's hands. Thanks be to God. Amen.